At this very moment, or at least on this day, many groups of the church are talking about problems in the world and how they can come up with new ministries to help people.
就在这个时刻，至少是在今天吧，这世界很多的这个教会的这个群体呢，谈论到这世界的很多的这个问题，而且他们想要有一些方法，怎么样来做更多的这个宣教活动呢，来帮助这些有问题的人们。
Some are making plans to expand the church building or even build a new building.
有一些呢，他们计划要把教会来扩大，甚至呢，有一些这个宣教活动呢，教会呢，想要建立一个新的这个教堂。
And there's nothing wrong with those plans, but what is the main plan we should be talking about when we meet together on the Lord's Day?
但是今天当我们聚集在这里， 在这个主的圣日，我们聚集在一起，我们谈论的主要的这个计划应该是怎么样的一个计划呢？
I think I've shared with you before on Sundays. I used to meet with a group of young people that had gotten themselves in trouble.
以前的时候呢，有一阵子呢，那我会到一个，会对一些问题青年呢，来谈论一些。一些这个宗教的这个生命的意义的问题。
And when we talked about their problems, they accused me of two things.
但是当我和他们在谈论事情的时候呢，他们反而来控诉我，主要有两件事情来控诉我。
One was they said, you believe in everything the Bible says.
用他们的话说呢，就是麦克牧师，你其中一件一样我们控诉你的事情呢，就是你相信圣经里头所讲的一切。The
other thing I was accused of, you believe Jesus is the solution to all the problems.
另外一个你的问题呢，是你相信主耶稣基督呢，是一切问题的解决这个方案。And
even though much of the world will say that doesn't make sense, I have to plead guilty to both.
纵使这世界大多数的人，绝对会相信他们所控诉我的，所以呢，我是死定了。Now
some of you today may say, I have made the letter of Colossians all about Jesus.
在座的各位呢，也许你们当中会一些会记得，当我在讲保罗写哥罗西书，给哥罗西书的这个教会的这封信呢，主要谈论的就是关于耶稣基督。And
to that I would say, I'm glad you noticed.
对于这点呢，我很高兴你们还记得。
Now it's a very common question in everyday English, realize not Chinese, to say, what's the plan?
这是一个很普通的，在我每天用英文来谈话的这个每一天的生活里面呢，我们经常会问到说，你有什么计划呢？
So on a worldwide basis, if you ask, what's the plan?
我们如果把它用放大一点，我们来问说，这世俗的这个计划是怎么样，怎么一回事呢？
I'll answer again, Jesus is the plan.
那我会再一次的告诉大家，耶稣他就是这个救赎的计划。
We actually saw that mentioned earlier in Colossians 2, that we went through in the verse 2. It said, I want them to be encouraged and to knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ Himself.
事实上呢，我之前曾经讲到说，在哥罗西书2章2节，要叫他们的心得安慰，因为爱心互相联络， 以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
We know the mysterious plan was and is Jesus, who came to die on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins and to give the free gift of eternal life to all who would believe in him.
我们知道这奥秘的这个救赎计划呢，就是耶稣基督啊，在十字架为我们的罪来被钉死，而且他赐给所有愿意来相信他的人都有永恒的生命。
So, as we leave here today, I want you to be reminded that you're here today because of the plan, and it's God's will that you continue to be a part of the plan.
在我们今天离开之前呢，我要让你们确信呢，今天我们都是活在这个主耶稣的这个救赎计划里面，而且我们在神的这个神的旨意里面呢，那我们会继续的活在他的这个救赎计划当中的。
Let's look together, how Paul teaches this and read Colossians 4, 2 through 6.
就让我们一起来看看保罗怎么教导哥罗西教会的。我们现在就一起来念这个哥罗西书第四章第二到六节。
Devote yourselves to prayer and with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Don't forget to pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to preach about His secret plan, that Christ is also for you Gentiles. That is why I am here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should.Live wisely among those who are not Christians, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and effective, so that you will have the right answer for everyone.
在哥罗西书第四章二到六节这么说到，好不好？让我们大家一起来朗读哥罗西书第四章二到六节。好，请你们要恒切祷告。在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you today that we're here together, that we can see the words that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae that was so meaningful to them, but is so meaningful to us as well. Pray that you open our eyes and our ears to understand what you have for us in these verses today, and not just what it means to us as we sit here now, but what it will mean to us as we leave today and go out into our jobs and other places. So help us to have alert minds to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want you to see how Paul shows us three things. One, prayer is essential for God's plan. Secondly, the center of God's plan and our prayers are for the gospel to go forth. And third, we have a part in this plan.
今天呢，我要和大家来看看保罗他教导我们的三件事情。第一件事情，就是在神的救赎计划里，祷告是非常重要的一环。第二件事情呢，这个神救赎的计划的这个中心呢，是我们的祷告呢，是求这个福音能够来继续的向前推进。第三个呢，我们是这个祷告里头，我们是这个整个救赎计划的一环。
So first, prayer is essential for this plan.
第一样呢，祷告是整个救赎计划非常重要的一环。
Without a doubt, verse 2 is a call to prayer, but not just for the sake of performing a task.
毫无疑问的，在第二节里头说到我们要来祷告，但是这个祷告呢，并不是仅仅是一件事情去完成而已。
In other words, prayer is not just for my checklist to pray about anything just so I pray.
换句话说呢，祷告呢不是说我有一串的这个祷告的事项我要去祷告来完成而已。
This is a call for prayer about what matters most, and that's reaching the world with God's plan.
而是说呢，我们祷告呢是什么事情能够在这个神的救赎计划来和神一起来同工，来为这些事情来祷告。
It's also true that prayer is the most important tool that we have to reach the world.
毫无疑问呢，神的救赎计划能够来实现呢，我们祷告的人呢是非常的重要的一环。
So Paul calls Christians.To a lifestyle that maintains a spirit of prayer, and especially for the lost.
保罗呢，在这里告诉我们所有基督徒人，我们应该有一个要保持一个在灵里祷告的一个生命。那特别呢，是为那些失丧的灵魂来祷告。
But why would we need an alert mind when praying?
那我们为什么要当我们在祷告的时候，我们为什么要有警醒的心呢？
For one thing, it helps with the second part of our attitude of prayer, and that is with a thankful heart.
第一呢，这个警醒的祷告呢，能帮助我们心存一个感恩的这个心呢，来继续我们的祷告。
With an alert mind, we can think immediately of the many things.To give thanks to God for.
有了一个警醒的心呢，那我们很快的就会想，可以想到有很多的事情我们可以来感恩的。
So you could say thanksgiving lifts our prayers up, not just as selfish pleading to have our desires fulfilled.
感恩的心呢，能够来帮助我们提升我们的祷告，而不是仅仅停留在为我们自己的事来祈求神而已。
But we also should ask ourselves if we're listening to God's voice with an alert mind.
同时呢，有了一个警醒的这个心呢，那我们也不断的会告诉我们自己呢，我们要在祷告中来聆听神要跟我们讲的话语。
He wants to speak to us in prayer and often brings to mind something we've read in His Word.
他要神呢？他要我们在祷告之中呢，时常的把他的在当我们在祷告，我们聆听神的话语的时候呢，那我们也神他常常也会把我们曾经读过他的话语来。告诉我们的。
So this means we should have an alert mind when we're reading His Word.
换句话说呢，当我们在读神的话语的时候呢，我们也要存着警醒的心。
And the combination of our time reading the Bible and praying is often called devotions.
当我们把读经和这个祷告连接起来的时候呢，那我们常常这是我们在侍奉我们的神，我们应该要做的。
And that's what Paul is saying here. Devote yourselves to this type of life of prayer.
这也就是保罗在这里所说，我们要把我们专注在这一类的祷告生活当中呢。
Now we have to admit, sometimes we're not sure when to pray or what we should be praying for.
我们也必须承认，有时候呢。我们也不确认我们什么时候去祷告，或者说我们要为哪些事情来祷告。
And we may wonder, what is God's will on a specific issue?
特别是对某些特定的这个事情的时候呢，我们常常会怀疑究竟神的心意是在哪里呢？
One thing we do know, God's will is centered every day on the gospel.
我有一件事情我们可以确信的，就是神愿意我们专注在愿意我们祷告是专注在神的福音的事工上面的。
And of course, actually the gospel is centered on Jesus.
事实上整个福音的这个救赎计划呢，都是以耶稣基督为中心的。
In many ways that directs our prayers so that all prayer concerns fall under that priority.
事实上我们可以从各种不同的这个这个方向来做我们的祷告呢，但我们都是围绕着耶稣基督来做我们祷告的中心的。
We know God's priority is to enter into a personal relationship with all of mankind.
我们知道呢，神最希望的是和所有的人能够建立一个一对一的这个亲密的关系的。
And that's why, secondly, we know the center of the plan and for our prayers is for the gospel to go forth.
So, 我们可以知道呢，在神的这个计划里头呢，我们祷告的中心呢，也就是希望能够让这个福音能够推向前，能够往前进。
Now, in verse 3 here, the Colossians are told to pray for the gospel to go forth from Paul's preaching.
在第三节这边呢，我们看到保罗的这个教导里面呢，他教导哥罗西的这个众圣徒呢，要为这个福音能够往前推进呢来祷告。
And even though he was in prison at this time, his prayer request wasn't for his freedom or for his comfort.
我们也都知道保罗这时候是在监狱里面，他的祷告呢却不是为他自己能够来被释放或者他自己的舒适来祈求神。
His real desire was to have liberty to preach the gospel.
他真正的这个愿望呢，是希望神能够让他能够自由的来传讲福音。
His spirit of prayer wasn't for ease, comfort, or safety.But for the opportunity to preach Christ.
他内心的这个祈祷呢，并不是为了舒适也不是为了他自己的安全，而是为了整个福音能够来被传开来。
He wasn't praying for just himself, but others, like Mark and several mentioned in this chapter.
他不仅仅是他没有只是为自己来祈求，同时呢，在这章里头呢，我们也看到他为马克还有其他众圣徒呢来祈求。
At this time, about 30 years after Jesus' resurrection, the plan of salvation was fully revealed in Jesus.
在保罗写这封书信的时候呢。大概是主耶稣已经升天30年以后的事情了，这整个救赎的计划呢已经在那个时候已经在主耶稣基督里完全的启示出来了。
Now a question then that many would have and that now would have, when was this plan concerning Jesus developed?
从那个时候一直到现在呢，都一直有人问到这救赎计划究竟是从什么时候开始的呢？
Paul tells us other places in the scriptures the plan had been in place before the beginning of time.
保罗在这个圣经里头多处呢，他曾经提到这个救赎的计划在这个世界被形成以前呢，已经就有了救赎计划了。
Ephesians 1:4, even before he made the world,God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without faults in His eyes.
就像在以弗所书第一章第四节这么讲到，就如神从创立世界以先呢，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他的面前可以成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Titus 1:2, This truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began.
在提多书第一章第二节这么说道，盼望那无谎言的神在万古以先所应许的永生。
And then in that verse 3, and now at just the right time, he has revealed this message which we announced to everyone.
再继续在提多书第一章第三节，到了日期，借着传扬的功夫，把他的道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托了我。
1 Corinthians 2:7 No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God. His plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began.
在哥林多前书 第二章第七节，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏的神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定我们得荣耀的。
That was from Paul, and then Peter confirmed in 1 Peter 1:19-20. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began. Now, in these last days, he has been revealed for your sake.
这里另一位使徒彼得啊，在彼得前书第一章啊19-20节这么说，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
But was it really the first time it was revealed to mankind?
但这真的是第一次来把这个救赎计划向世人来传开吗？
Actually, if Israel had been paying attention in the Old Testament, it was much earlier in the ancient prophecies.
事实上，如果以色列人早在这个古时的这个先知里面呢，就已经把这些预言出来了。
What both Paul and Peter are saying is now the plan has been revealed to all the Gentiles.
现在呢，保罗跟彼得呢，只不过是再一次把这个救赎计划向我们外邦人传开来而已。
So some still say that doesn't make sense that it's wait so long in history to reveal it.
有些人会讲，要这么长的时间把这个神的奥秘来说出来，实在是没有道理的。
And I'd have to say it doesn't have to make sense to the world.
我要告诉你们，神的计划是不需要来向这个世界说明的。
It's God's plan before the world was here.
因为神的计划是在这个世界形成以前的。
So he couldn't consult mankind to see if it makes sense to us or not.
所以他不能够来向这个人类来询问他这个向人类来讲述这个他的这个计划。
God's glory has many parts, the highest of them is His loving goodness shown in the gospel.
神的荣耀呢，可以展现在许多的这个方面的，但是最荣耀的一项呢，是呈现在福音书里面所讲神的爱，这个神的慈爱这一方面。
So Paul asked the Colossians to pray for his opportunities to glorify God by telling many others about the ultimate goodness of God seen in the gospel.
保罗呢，在这里祈求这个哥罗西的众圣徒呢，来替他来向神祈求，赐给他能够来在把福音书里头神终极的完美呢，能够向其他的人来讲述的。
Paul is asked in Colossians to pray that he will proclaim the gospel, but he doesn't stop there.
保罗呢，要求这个哥罗西教会的众圣徒呢，来替他祷告，所以他能够来把这个福音来向世界来宣讲。但是保罗他并不止于 并没有停在这里就停止了。
He goes on to talk about their lives in the world, which is an extension of their prayer lives.
他继续的谈到我们众圣徒在世的这个生活呢，那就是我们在祷告生活的一个延续。
So as Christians, of course, we should pray for missionary and church leaders, but our part doesn't stop there.
身为基督徒的我们呢，应该为我们的这个宣教士和我们教会的领袖来祷告，但是我们不要就停在这里停止了。
Now, I also pray as Paul did that before I speak to a group, I will speak to speak God's word clearly.
我同样我也经常的祷告，就像保罗一样甚至在我和一个群体在讲神在传讲神的话语的时候，我也祈求神让我能够讲得明白。
And that should be an everyday prayer for me and for each of us.
这样子的祷告呢，不仅仅是为我也是在座的每一位，要成为我们每一天的祷告。
Because we may speak clearly about God's amazing plan, the gospel.
所以这样子呢，我们也才能够来把神的这个救赎计划呢讲得清楚，讲得明白。
So thirdly, we have a part in this plan.
第三呢，我们就是这个神救赎计划当中的一环。
Paul suggests that we live wisely among non-believers and see opportunities to share our faith.
保罗呢，在这里要我们众圣徒呢能够有智慧的活在不信主的这个人群当中，而且求神呢让我们看见有这个机会能够来把福音来向他们来传讲了。
We should take advantage of every opportunity to point to God's goodness in the gospel.
我们应该抓住各式各样的这个机会呢，来把神的这个美好在这个福音书里神的这个美好来向人来传讲的。
We may not create opportunities, but we should be alert to recognize those opportunities that God is bringing our way.
我们也许没有办法创造这么一个传福音的这个机会呢，但是无可否认的呢，我们警觉的这个心呢，能够让我们敏感的来抓住每一个能够来和人来分享神这个所带来的这些传讲的机会。
We are to extend something in our conversation with others that God has already extended to us.
我们才能够来持续的和未信的人来交谈呢，因为神已经把所要交谈的这个事情呢都已经告诉了我们。
So in verse 6 he says, let your conversation be gracious and effective. Some versions will say seasoned with salt so that you have the right answer for everyone.
在我们刚刚念的经文里头呢叫我们要有智慧的和这个不信的人来相处，就像用盐调和一样，所以我们能把我们所信的呢和他们来分享。
So we're to extend God's grace and put a little seasoning on it to make it immediately attractive.
所以呢我们在我们所要传讲的这个神给我们的这个恩典里面呢，加上了一点点的这个盐来调和呢，那我们就能够很快的获取对方的这个注意力的。
So what do I mean by immediately attractive? Perhaps relate to them personally in a positive way.
我在这里讲到马上就吸引他们的这个说法呢，很可能是就是想办法来 对他个人能够有一个正面的这个能量来吸引他们。
A Christian man once was approached by a man that was very drunk and smelly.
当一个基督徒呢他碰上一个喝醉酒的人，这个人身上所发出来又臭的这个味道。
And the man offered him a drink out of his bottle.
这个喝醉酒的人呢就问这个基督徒，哎，要不要来一口啊？
And the Christian said, "No, thank you, but I can see you're a very generous man."
但是这个基督徒回答说，哎，谢谢你的好意，那你是个非常慷慨的人。
Then they went on and talked about God's love.
然后呢，他们就有了谈话的开始，然后他们就继续了他们的谈话。
After we come to know God, we see His grace was so attractive, we couldn't resist it.
就好像我们当日我们看见了这个神他的这个恩典，我们就是被他神的这个恩典所吸引而无法自已。
And Romans 2:4 teaches that God's kindness was to lead us to repentance, not fear of punishment.
在罗马书第二章第四节这边讲到呢。不晓得他的这个恩慈呢，是叫我领我们来走向这个悔改，而不是来惧怕这些惩罚的。
So this is the way we're to interact with others concerning the gospel.
所以这就是我们应该有领人悔改归主的一个这个心态。
83. In today's culture in America, It may be that the conversation about God starts in an uncomfortable way.
特别是在今日美国的这个现实的这个生活文化当中呢，我们当话题谈到神的时候呢，我们很可能会有这么一段的一些事情的发生。
In many places, Sharing your faith is seen as a bad or hateful thing.
在这个时候呢，有可能在很多的地方呢，向人来直接表明我们的信仰呢，似乎是一件不好，或者是很容易引起憎恨的这个事情。
And it can be if we tell someone what a terrible sinner they are and how stupid they are for not believing God?
这是有可能发生的，特别是当我们直接就讲对方是一个是很糟糕的一个罪人，或者说是不信神是多么愚笨的一件事情呢。
And of course it's also wrong if we respond to hateful speech with the same kind of hateful speech.
同样呢这也是非常不明智的一件事情。如果我们回应一个对我们信仰充满仇恨的这个演讲的时候，我们也以这个仇恨的心来回答他们。
Some people, believers, think they're defending their faith this way.
有些甚至有些基督徒们呢，会认为我应该站出来来为了我的信仰来站出来的。
But First Peter says in chapter 3:15-16, "But in your hearts honor Christ in the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect."
但是在彼得前书第三章第十五节到第十六节这么说道，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自觉羞愧。
91. Our conversation, we need to share the most precious mystery that we can point them toward.
在我们和人的谈话之中，我们最重要的是要来和人谈论，来分享，这个神奥秘的这个计划的。
95. It doesn't mean our conversations always to be strictly speaking about spiritual things.
这并不意味着我们和人的谈话呢，就一定是在这个要讲这些属灵方面的事情的。
In everyday matters, we should show that the grace of God is in our hearts.
在任何事情上面呢，我们都可以展现，让人知道神的这个恩慈呢，是存在我们心中的。
We want to show, unlike the drunk man, our soul is under the influence of the love of Jesus.
我们要时刻的这个让人体会到我们灵魂。我们的灵魂呢，是时时刻刻都受着耶稣基督的爱的这个牵引的。
If someone wants to talk about common topics, we should answer in a kind and loving way.
如果有人愿意来谈很平常的一些论题的时候呢，那我们应该就要用仁慈和这个爱心来回答他们。
If someone speaks in a harsh manner, we should answer them with gentleness and grace.
甚至有当有人用很不客气的态度来和我们交谈的时候呢，我们也应该用温柔和温柔和慈爱的心来回答他们的。
102. I should also warn you, though, that having our main objective is not to be just to get along with others.
我同时也要在这里来向各在座的各位提出警告呢，如果我们主要的目的是为了要做好人与人来和好呢，那我们也要小心的。
I have some people tell me they're happy to learn some of the important principles of the gospel.
如果有人告诉我他们很高兴的这个从这个福音 里头呢做出了一些自己觉得很高兴的一些个人的结论的时候呢，
especially those that make life more enjoyable or help them feel better about themselves，
特别是那些是按着自己的意思呢认为把可以这个福音的这个原则呢是可以让生活更随己意来活的，或者说是能够帮助他们更感觉自我的这个事情呢。
That's not part of the plan. The plan is to rescue them from a hopeless life to a new life with hope.
那我可以告诉你们，这绝对不是救赎计划的一环。这救赎计划呢，是要让我们从没有希望的生命当中呢，被解脱出来，进入另一个新的生命。
It really isn't to get maximum happiness out of life or feel like I'm okay, you're okay.
这救赎的这个计划呢，并不是真正它的真正的目的呢，并不是让我们每一个人都能够在生命当中有了最大的这个快乐甚至就好像说，哎，我过得还可以，哎，你也不错，那样子。
Actually, none of us are okay without Jesus in our lives.
事实上，若没有主耶稣基督在我们的生命里面呢，我们的生活是不可能有美好的。
110. We can't let the world also convince us that we're better off not to mention our faith to others.
甚至这个世界也常常给我们造成一个假象让我们尽量不要去和人来谈论我们的信仰。
But that is what the world would like to convince us of. Just keep quiet about it.
这就是这个世界的这个希望我们呢能够来对我们的信仰来保持缄默。
There's a lot of pressure out there to get us to think that way, and honestly, it's selfish thinking.
在这世界有很大的压力啊，来逼迫着我们要朝着世界的潮流啊来走。老实说呢，啊，那是一个非常自私的一个想法。
I'm really thinking of my well-being, not another's future.
One more time.
If I don't share that, I'm really thinking of my well-being, not another's future. 113.
因为呢，那个样子呢，只是。我想到的只是希望自己好，那我根本就没有考虑到啊，为别人着想。
115. I also shouldn't tell others that God's plan is to have, for them to have an easy life being a Christian.
我同时也认为呢，我们不应该啊来和别人来分享说啊。当你成为一个基督徒之后呢，那你的生活啊，都会一切都会变得美好。
The major part of the plan, which is Jesus, is He came to seek and save the lost throughout the world.
这个整个主耶稣基督呢，是整个救赎计划的这个最高潮。那他是要来啊，这个世上寻找和拯救世上失丧的灵魂的。
So we don't want to try to make the gospel just attractive in a worldly way.
所以我们不应该呢，把福音讲成像世俗一般这么的这个物质上面的这个吸引力的。
So as I conclude today with this idea that we're a part of God's plan, are we living that plan out?
最后我做一个结论，就是啊，我们是神的救赎计划里面的这个一部分的，但是我们是不是能够有活出神的这个心意出来呢？
Now, that's not to make you feel guilty about that, to remind you, God offers you opportunities to do that.
在这里我不是要让大家觉得羞愧我们没有做到，而是要提醒大家呢，神给了我们这个机会让我们能够来这么做。
And finally, I hope we can see, as we've seen in Colossians, that there are many ways to talk to others about Jesus.
最后呢，那我希望提出一些在保罗在勉励哥罗西的这个众圣徒的这个事上这段话里头呢，那有我们可以有很多的层面我们可以来效法的。
We can tell them that he is and always has been the plan.For all of mankind.
我们可以和他们来分享主耶稣基督呢，他从头至尾呢，他的救赎计划呢，都是一直是为着全人类的。
We can tell them how he has become our firm foundation.
我们可以和人来分享主耶稣基督呢，他怎么样成为我们个人的这个坚固的磐石了。
And about how he is above all in the universe.
我们可以和人来分享，主耶稣基督为什么是超乎万有之上的。
We can tell them he is the fullness of God in the flesh.
我们也可以和人来分享，主耶稣基督他是怎么道成肉身是怎么一回事的。
How he has become our life.
主耶稣基督他怎么样进入到我的生命当中呢？
How Jesus is true reality.
主耶稣基督他为什么是真理？
And I pray we can joyfully tell others how Jesus is our Lord and Master.
我祷告神，我们可以真正的来和别人来分享为什么，愉快的来和别人来分享主耶稣基督为什么是我们生命的主。
Finally, and most importantly, I hope we can tell others how Jesus is the brightest, shining light in the universe, and how he can be all of those things for them, for all of eternity.
最后呢，也是最重要的一件事情呢，那我希望我们也能够来和人来分享，告诉他们主耶稣基督 是这个整个宇宙里头最闪亮的一颗星，为什么？而且呢，它能够成为我们带我们进入永恒的那位主，他就是整个神救赎计划的中心。
That's the plan.
这就是神的救赎计划。
Let's pray.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, we know that your plan is the perfect plan for the world. We do have a hard time understanding how this plan began before anything was here. But we recognize that you're all-knowing, all-powerful, all-caring, loving. So it's not odd for you to have that plan before the world began. Just pray that we can point others to that more clearly, that we look at the opportunities that you give us to tell others, that we go out and wherever we are, at the university or at work, that we care about people, that we want to see them part of that plan. So help us see those opportunities where they exist and help us to be bold and help us to take advantage of those opportunities. Most of all, help us to show the joy that we have and the light that Jesus shines on us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.